Hello, hello,
Love
hello.
Hope Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It's April here from Offer HR Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. I hope your day is going well. Your Thursday is going well. We're almost to the weekend. For some reason, I'm really, really, really ready for the weekend. I hope everyone is staying safe out here. I want to welcome you to the show. I am April Halliburton of Offer HR and Business Solutions. And we are a virtual human resource management and consulting company out of Michigan. We manage companies 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. I've been in business over 10 years. Our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let her be the elephant in the room. So I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe as we are preparing to at some point return to our new normal, whatever that is. I'm not excited about it, but I know many of you are, and so we want to do what we can to help you here. Some entities are opening as of the 8th, which is tomorrow. I believe the real estate market has opened up. Technology works well when it works good, it works, right? About that, a little technical difficulty. But anyway, in any event, we want to do what we can to make sure that our small businesses are getting back or getting to being profitable again. We have a long way to go. I do believe that. But small business owners, we're in it for the long haul. So in that regard, we're talking about some great things. If you haven't had a chance, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Offer HR, Instagram Offer HR, Facebook Offer HR Business Solutions. If you haven't had a chance, join our Facebook group, Small Business HR, Small Business Success HR Hub. Sometimes I mix them up. And so it's a great group. I'm going to start to be in there at 9 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday, to answer your questions. We're calling that Coffee with Offer HR. Okay, that started it actually started Monday. I have been a little under the weather, but I am ready and willing to, we're going to forge forward, right? So feel free to join us with your HR questions on Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. in our small business. It's either we shift from the page, the Offer HR page, to the small business group. Okay, so we have that going on. We have our On the Air with Offer HR and Business Solutions on Tuesday nights. You can come and ask questions. We're sharing good information on there. And then our Freedom Friday HR question is Friday at 7:30 a.m. We'll answer your question. So if you have an HR question, feel free to go on the blog, the Offer HR blog, Freedom Friday, and it's offerhr.net/blogspot. And then that video is right at the top, so you can just click on there and leave your HR question. Or you can leave it on Facebook, or you can leave it on LinkedIn, okay? Whichever one is best for you, okay? So we're excited about that. The new website is coming up in a matter of days. We're excited about that. What we have coming up, On the website, on social media, we're sharing the doing a complimentary webinar on May 15th. That is for SCORE and for the Southwestern Regional Chamber of Commerce. That is Jumpstarting Your HR for 2020. We did that last year, I think we did at the end of the year, and we're doing it again. It's going to be virtual. So feel free to click on that link wherever you see it on Facebook or on LinkedIn, on our social media. I believe it's on the offerhr.net. We're preparing to switch over to the new website. Okay, so you can call in with your questions at 563-999-3057. If you have questions, we'd be glad to have you. We want to thank Mikael Hancock. He is a associate of Legal Shield, also a philanthropist, father of five, who was our guest last week. We had so much fun. We're looking forward to doing it again. He was on last week, and he was talking about building small businesses during the time of crises. Okay, so that was a great one. We've been sharing that this week. We'll continue to share it on the air, the recording rather. And so we're happy to have you all on board. Got a lot of things going on here. I know people are dealing with the PPP loans. Some of them have come in, I believe, and the injury disaster loan. I know I'm not saying it correctly, but I think people are still waiting on that to pay out. If you have questions, be sure to reach out on our Facebook page. You can also go on SCORE. We have SCORE is amazing. I mentor with SCORE, small businesses. And so on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's a SCORE hosts a open mic, where you as a small business owner can come and ask questions about your business. We were on today, and a lot of people have questions about the new, quote, normal, unquote, and small businesses that are brick and mortars moving back into or opening back up. Let's say it like that, opening back up. And so there's a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty there with regard to small businesses and consumers, okay? I know I was in a store yesterday, and I took something back to be returned. They would not take it back because apparently you're not supposed to take things back now because of COVID-19. But it was interesting how no one in the store was wearing any kind of mask in the store. And I meant in terms of the staff. No one was wearing mask or gloves. So that was kind of interesting. Folks, keep in mind that we're not through this, the pandemic. We're definitely not through it, and so health and safety are the number one top priority. And so the questions are, you know, can you refuse people that are, can you refuse people that are coming into your store that do not have masks? Because a lot of people are not wearing the mask anymore. I'm of course wearing my mask and my gloves, and I have to. I believe I had it last during the Christmas season, but I have a son who has asthma, so I have to be careful to. I spray myself down and things like that when I come home, and I don't take him out until we can get past this. So it's very important as business owners that we are keeping health and safety first, okay? One young lady on the call was saying that she, when they open up, that they're going to have masks available for individuals that are coming in that do not have them. So some questions are, you know, can people refuse, you know, that come in? Can they refuse to wear the mask? And then can you turn them away? I know a lot of people, you know, you don't want to turn people away. And so I think the suggestion that the young lady had on the earlier call was to have the disposable mask available for consumers as they come in. Because, again, you don't want them to want anyone to expose you and you take it back to your family. Okay. So those are things that we are confronted with. When as small businesses are open or opening back up I'm not going to say post COVID-19 because we're not post COVID-19. We're still in the middle of COVID-19. And it's still going. It's definitely going. There are still cases. There are still fatalities are still happening. Cases are still rising. So it's very important that as small business owners, as business owners, period, health and safety be the first priority, not the almighty dollar. So that's very important. So you want to make sure that you are doing things to, if you're moving back into the brick and mortar, or into your brick and mortar after being online, you want to make sure that you're keeping everybody safe. It's very important that you make sure when you're opening up that your places of your companies are not only clean but sterilized. That's very important. If you're doing so, make sure you're going to the OSHA website and finding out how to prepare your company to open up. Okay, that's extremely important because you don't want people to go back in and end up getting sick. Okay. So that's very, that's very, very important. Extremely important. There are companies that, and I'm actually researching some companies that are, will go out and open, not go and do the sterilization for small business, for small businesses. So I can go more into that. But if you're doing so, there, make sure you, again, you're taking all the necessary steps to, to make sure that everyone is safe and when they're coming into your establishment. Okay. So if you have questions, train of thought, squirrel. So if you want to call for questions, please give me a call at 563-999-3057. We've talked about some things, though, some are preparing to go back. A lot of companies are still going to remain virtual. Okay. A lot of companies are, and even a lot of companies are moving into, keeping some of their staff, their staff virtual. And so in doing so, we're talking about making sure what things can you do to keep your, to move your company forward. And the conversation has been with the great colleagues at SCORE is, you know, that a lot of the things are changing. Things have changed, and they're going to continue to change. And a lot of us are having going to have to do things that are out of our normal that we're not used to. Going to have to, you know, everyone's talking about pivoting. I know that word is like the everyone is pivoting. But you're going to have to do, look, you're going to have to kind of do things differently to grow your company. So the one of the blogs that I put out a couple weeks ago that I've been sharing is some things that you can do to make sure it's still the time for you to make sure you're reaching out to clients and current clients and previous clients, to keeping those lines of communication open, making sure you're keeping the lines of communication open for your employees, okay? That's extremely important. And take some time to make sure you've taken time to get organized. We've been off for about 7 weeks now, so I think most of you probably have done so in terms of getting organized. And then, you know, look into some more different or newer or different products or services that you can offer to your clients once you are, you know, even now as you're starting. Even now as you're starting to, we're in the beginning stages of going back. I am a virtual company, so my focus has been helping small businesses stay focused and keeping them positive. So you want to make sure you're doing things that, again, are very, health and safety is number one. Okay, that's the first thing to remember. Okay, so if you are going back, you want to make sure that your buildings are prepared, your establishments are prepared to fight disease and promote health, okay? That's, you know, more than important. So you have to make sure that your places are if you're not doing so, because even if you do so, you're still going to have to do so, you know, in a different way. So it's not a simple going in and simply washing things down. There are things that you have to use that's geared towards killing this virus. Okay. I also urge people that are doing so, or if you're going back, do it gradually. Don't just return everyone. If you have people working at home now, you know the capabilities of working home, working from home. And so you know those capabilities. So you now know more of what you can do, right, for company and with your workers. You know more of what to do now. Okay, so I encourage you to do so slowly. Don't move your whole, all of your staff back. I know small businesses, a lot of us have a small staff. So, you know, until, again, we get a handle on it, I'm not the, oh my goodness, the word that I'm looking for. Don't want to be the bearer of bad news or negative Nancy, but the truth is, again, you have to be careful. You have to be careful, and you have to make sure that you are preparing your place, again, to promote health and make sure your customers are set, your employees are healthy, and your are safe and healthy, and so are your customers. Those are things that need to be done. You can check out the OSHA.gov website, and they'll tell you things you can do to prepare for opening, an excellent resource. Excellent resource. So that's the next thing, is make sure you have it. You are moving people back. And then secondly, the third thing is have a team of members that are helping. And, you know, we're small businesses anyway, so a lot of us may have one or two or three, but for those that have that capability, have a team that is helping you to get back, get things open. That's why I say make sure you're moving people in slowly as opposed to returning everyone back at the same time. Okay? Make sure you are knowing what your business model is and your strength and your weaknesses are as a business owner, so that you can have those that are on your team. You complement each other and get things done more efficiently and effectively. Okay. And then, of course, make sure you're looking at new ways to get things done. Okay. You're looking at new ways to get things done. Absolutely. So do your research. We are small business owners. We're mighty small business owners. And so do your research. This is the time. You should have been doing this, the research to guide you to getting to being successfully effectuating your plan when you move, as you move back into the the brick and mortar scenario, if you will, or that scenario. So that's important. It's very important that you make sure you have a team, because it's more than a notion to do so. And so you want to be prepared and be able to do so, like I said, effective as possible. You want to make sure you're eliminating the exposure to the virus, and you still, as you're moving back, we still want to be practicing social distance. So you have to make sure that you are doing that as well. Again, I was in a store yesterday. There were people that were not, you almost have to say to certain people, excuse me, can you back up? There's within six feet. And even some people get offended when you say so. Okay. So you're going to have to, again, prepare to get to make sure that your establishment is safe and it's and healthy, or your everyone, people that are coming here, your workers and your clients are healthy. Some things, again, we talked about the different things that you can do to pre-position yourself. You know, make sure you're reaching out to your clients. So that was a whole nother conversation, but remember those things. You still have time to do those things. You know, think of ways to reinvent your company, because if you're not adaptable, if you're not able to adapt to change, that can really be the demise of a company, is a company that is not willing to adapt to change. And that's very important that you're able to change and adapt to what your new normal is for your company. Okay. So I am April. Please feel free to join me. Give me a call at 563-999-3057. You can call in with your questions. I'd be glad to have you. If you haven't had a chance, follow us on Twitter, Offer HR, Instagram, Offer HR, Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. We're even on Tumblr, Offer HR. And the Facebook group is Offer HR Business Solutions. Our Facebook group is Small Business Success HR Hub. Small businesses are encouraged to join regarding, and we're putting together different HR resources to share with you so that you can just pick those up free. You can ask questions, talk to other small business owners, you network with each other. It's a great way to stay on top of your HR resources and changing laws and things of that nature. And then we're there with Coffee for Offer HR at 9 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. That's where I'm going to be, 9 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, until further notice. Okay. But I want you to join us. Get your coffee cup and come on through. We'll talk about various issues. Right now, of course, the conversation is on COVID, not about COVID-19. We're still managing our virtual workforces, making sure that we are looking out after everyone, making sure everyone is staying safe. We talked extensively last week about managing the time and managing the stress of your teams or your employees and or teams. And so those are things to keep in mind. I think I shared those in the group. I should put that on social media. So we're doing things to get back into follow us on social media. Top Talent Tuesdays, we have our Facebook Lives at 7 o'clock, 7 to 8 o'clock. We also have our Freedom Friday HR questions on Friday, so you can drop your Freedom Friday question on our blog, the Freedom Friday HR question blog, or you can ask a question on LinkedIn, or you can ask a question on Facebook, and we select your question, you get a free gift, and your question will be answered live. Okay? How about that? We have a great webinar coming up on the 15th, that for SCORE and the Southwest Regional Chamber of Commerce. That's the Downriver Chamber. And so that one is Jumpstarting Your HR for 2020. That's going to be a great webinar. It is complimentary. And we are distributing that link for you to sign up as well. And then we're going to begin a series on getting back to work. So getting back to the new normal, whatever that is, right? So we're getting prepared and getting that done. So that, I believe, is going to take place on the 22nd, but we'll let you know for sure on that in a week or so. We'll have a firm date. If you are a small business owner, you have questions, feel free to join us. I'll put that link is on in social media as well. Can't wait till the new website is up. But to ask questions on SCORE host, a open mic small business revival every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can please join. You can ask questions. There are a number of small business experts that are there to ask your question. And guess what? It's free. It's free. It's free, 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 free. Okay? So check that out. Make sure you can go on the score.org website and look around. There are a host of free webinars to join, on-demand trainings for you to take to help you if you want to improve your marketing, your finance. All kinds of great things are on there. Okay, so check it out. And if you aren't, look for mentors are available through SCORE as well. Okay. So we have also, oh, what is the other one I want to talk to you? Okay, I have to look the one up. So remember those things that you can reach out. You can give us a call again at 563-999-3057 with your questions. We've been talking about preparing small businesses in the face of fear. Oh my gosh. And so we've been talking about that, some things, because again, there's a lot of uncertainty here. A lot of uncertainty. And we want to make sure we're helping you get through that. You have, again, you have questions, you can email me at offerhr@offerhr.net. I have a survey that I'm sending out to clients. I want to know what are you most worried about now and how we can help you work through those fears and get you going. Because it's a scary time for all of us, but we all have to work together to weather this storm and get back on track. So join us again. You can ask questions on our Facebook Live. You can ask questions in the morning at 9 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. We'd be glad to have you. Yep, we'd be glad to have you aboard, folks. So we want to know how things are going with you. Are you a brick and mortar that is moving? Are you that is moving back into your offices or your building in the very near future? And how soon are you trying to move back into your brick and mortar, or are you looking into staying more in the virtual setting? Okay, in the virtual world, okay, is a question that a lot of companies are entertaining. So that's a great question. So earlier we were talking about what things that we need to be doing if you are bringing your company back, if you are moving your employees back into the brick and mortar building. What do you need to do? Okay, again, make sure you have a team that's helping you. Again, I'm going to put together a list of companies that are going to help, that can help people with the cleaning. Just cleaning, folks, is disinfecting. And so you can check out OSHA.gov resources or COVID-19 resources. And they have a lot of information there on preparing yourself for getting back and PPE, the personal protective equipment. Again, one young lady said she was going to be opened back up, indicated that she would have masks available. And so her question is, how can you refuse people that don't want to wear masks to come into your establishment? And that is a good question that I'm going to have to really look into. Can you do that? Again, I was in a store yesterday, and none of the staff had on masks. or gloves. So that was made me feel a little uneasy, and I left the store and went to another store because of that. So when you talk about going back into your business or going back into the business or into the actual business, the establishment, the building, we still have to make sure that it's disinfected and you're still practicing social distancing, right? And some things that must be healthy in your building, is your ventilation and the quality of your air, and the health of your thermal moisture, dust and pests, because you have to make sure, you may have been closed for a while, so you want to make sure nothing is populating in there, right? Your safety and security, and the water quality, noise, lighting, and views are all health or aspects of having a healthy building. Okay. And then when we talk about, you go into talking about, again, the administrative, again, making sure everyone is staying 6 feet apart and, limiting who comes into your office. When it opens up, you can even go so far as to scheduling people to come in, if they need to come in to your business. If they're not able to, they're not doing online, but, extending hours and having, scheduling when, individuals come in. I've seen recently where, some of the stores have already opened and they're not allowing people in. So they're letting people give them a list of what they want. They go get it and then they pay them and then they give them the items they purchased. So that is it's surely a option, for those that are comfortable with that. That's one that I've seen quite often. You can run a two shifts, like from, have one person working, say, 8 to 12, and another working, say, from 12 to at a certain time, 12 to 6 or 12 to 8 or whatever the hours are, so that you're extending your hours a little longer. And again, schedule appointments for people to come in. So that's definitely an option, right? So those are some things to think about, absolutely, folks. And again, the personal protective equipment is a big one, right? That is a huge one. Making sure that they have the gloves and the mask on. That's, again, an important one, because, again, I've seen people that are not wearing the mask. So, but again, one of the options one of the business owners gave was to have mask available when people come in. And I think in most cases, people will wear, if they don't have a mask, they will, if you give them one of the disposal masks, they're probably take it home, reuse it. Okay. So anyway, that's, protective, the personal protective equipment is very important. And it's one that everyone has to continue to use. A lot of people are really thinking that we're past this pandemic, and I don't think that's necessarily the truth. Okay, like you said, even if you can do, if you're working online and, having your building open slowly, maybe 1 or 2 days a week, because I'm not sure if everything is just got, when people work, you know, open up, it's probably, depending on the industry you're in, there's not going to be a big, huge flood of people just that are going to be coming out, right? So you have that option to be open maybe 1 or 2 days a week in the beginning as we gradually get through in a better area or better way with this virus, okay? So keep those things in mind, folks. I want you to make sure you're staying healthy. And that's not only physically, but mentally. Okay. This has been a stressful time for everyone, but we're all forging for it. I know small businesses, we're really, a lot of us have taken hits. A lot of small businesses have taken hits. Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that we're going to fall, right? It just means that we've taken some hits and we're going to keep going, right? We're going to keep moving, keep going, keep moving, keep going. And so what I need for you to do is to let us know how Offer HR Business Solutions can help you. We want to see you at 9 o'clock in the morning in our coffee. For our coffee and our Facebook lives and your Facebook and your Freedom Friday HR questions. And we're getting more resources together and getting them out to you. So look for more to come. I want to thank you all for joining us. Great conversation here on Offer HR on the air with Offer HR Biz. We're talking about helping companies small businesses to move back as they're moving back again. Some of them are moving back as of the 8th. Some of them are moving back as of the 30th. In any event, when companies move back, they're still going to be using PPE. And then also just practicing social distancing because we still are in the middle of this. Regardless to what the eyes are seeing, there's still a lot to be done. Okay, there's still a whole lot to be done. And so we have to be careful when we're going forward. Absolutely. So keep keep those things in mind that, you know, if you are looking for resources to help you get back, get your company or move back into your establishment, be sure to check out the OSHA website, OSHA.gov website. They have a lot of resources there. And don't forget SHRM, and absolutely don't forget SCORE. SCORE is doing phenomenal things to make sure to help small business owners stay apprised and stay educated and get prepared for whatever the future brings for small business owners. The SCORE is there to help. So I am so glad you joined us here on today, Talk About It Thursday. Want you to join us on our free webinar on May 7th. That is Jumpstarting Your HR. And that is at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that link is going around on social media. I'm doing that one for SCORE and Southwest Chamber of Commerce or Regional Chamber of Commerce. I keep getting it mixed up. But in any event, I want you to join us. It's a great webinar helping you, and we're talking about HR metrics and on hiring. So one of the things we're going to focus on next week is virtually hiring, because companies are getting back up, are going to get back up in there, and the hiring is going to pick up. Okay. So we're excited. We are excited to have you on the show. I'm glad you joined in. The link for the record is going to recording is going to circulate, and will he be here next week? Every Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30, and we're going to get some. We're going to have some special guests on, and we want you to call in with your questions. So again, if you haven't had a chance, follow us on Twitter at All for HR. Follow us on Instagram, All for HR. Tumblr, All for HR. Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions. Our Facebook group is Small Business Success HR Hub. Facebook Lives Tuesday, 7 to 8. And our Freedom Friday question will be tomorrow morning at 7:30. So if you haven't had a chance, it's still time to drop a question. Once we pick a question, whoever's question is picked, is selected to be answered live, you'll get a free gift. How about that? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Absolutely. So listen, folks, thanks for joining us. So glad to have you aboard. I want everyone to stay safe, spit it out. And be kind to one another, help each other, okay? And we're going to get through this. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next week, folks, have a good one.